SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Republican Vice Presidential nominee J.D. Vance says Democratic candidate Kamala Harris is misrepresenting her record as a former California Attorney General.
Kamala Harris is on a tour where she's trying to redefine her record as a tough-on-crime prosecutor. And yet, if you look at Kamala Harris's record as a prosecutor, it is the opposite of tough on crime.
Vance was speaking to the Milwaukee Police Association on Friday. That event, incidentally, marking his second trip to the battleground state of Wisconsin this month. In Harris's home state of California, Governor Gavin Newsom on Friday signed a bipartisan package of 10 bills aimed at cracking down on retail theft.
It's not just shoplifting. It's a sophisticated and coordinated effort by criminal enterprises. Retail crimes have had a detrimental impact on businesses, consumers, and the safety of our communities.
That's California Highway Patrol Captain Christian Oliver, his comments airing yesterday on KGO TV. That package, by the way, includes some of the most consequential laws to tackle professional crime rings in California in several years. The U.S. Supreme Court is rejecting the Biden-Harris administration's request to expand Title IX protections against sex discrimination in schools.
The White House has been pushing to expand Title IX to allow boys to use girl locker rooms and restrooms and also play on girl sports teams. Supreme Court barred any changes to Title IX from going into effect, while lower courts across the country are debating the issue.
That's correspondent Tayshia Stevens. Hurricane Ernesto has begun to pound Bermuda with heavy winds and rain. Officials on the tiny British territory in the middle of the Atlantic opened shelters and closed many government offices in preparation. The Category 2 storm was located 95 miles south-southwest of Bermuda Friday. This is SRN News. Where do you think the most religious people on earth can be located? Michael Harrington has the results of a new survey.
According to a wide-ranging survey by the Pew Research Center, the answer is Africa. 90% of the people who live in sub-Saharan Africa say religion is very important in their lives. Latin America and the Middle East are the second and third most religious regions around the globe. And who comes in last? Europe. The Far East is a mixed bag, with Japan the least religious and Indonesia the most. The U.S. is less religious than the global average. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Crews have torn down a Texas church where a gunman killed more than two dozen worshipers back in 2017. The crews used heavy machinery to raise the small building in Sutherland Springs, even after some families sought to preserve the scene of the deadliest church shooting in U.S. history. A judge last month cleared the way for the sanctuary of the First Baptist Church there to be torn down. This is SRN News. The U.S. Navy is struggling to build affordable warships needed to face expanding threats around the world.
Among the numerous challenges obstructing its efforts are a serious shortage of skilled workers. Other challenges include poor shipyard employee retention, last-minute design changes, and the Pentagon's shifting priorities. Eric Labs, a longtime naval analyst at the Congressional Budget Office, says the shipbuilding industry is in its worst state in 25 years.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Home sellers have traditionally offered a blanket commission to a buyer's agent when they listed their homes on the market. That will no longer be allowed as of this weekend, when various changes to U.S. real estate industry practices are set to take effect. A home buyer may still try to negotiate such an offer from the seller. If they decline, that would leave the home buyer on the hook to pay that fee themselves. More on these stories at srnnews.com.